In today's classical music, according to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continued their conversation about composer Maurice Ravel.
He was one of the greatest orchestrators of all time, and the proof of it is, really, is a piece that he wrote by the name of Bolero, which is a sort of a lowbrow, I hate to say the word vulgar, but close to vulgar piece of music, a mixture of cabaret and fandango that repeats endlessly with no thematic, no harmonic development, in a
but
steady,
it does get louder.
Steady crescendo, absolutely, you're absolutely right. There's a steady crescendo into the climax. And what keeps the interest of the listeners and this mesmeric attention that this piece commands is the stupendous orchestration, the changes in coloring of instruments through the piece. And he once confided to Onegger, one of the six composers of this group that I mentioned before, and I'm quoting Ravel now, "I have written only one masterpiece, Bolero. Unfortunately, there is no music in it." That's Ravel himself talking about his Bolero. Of course, history proved him to be a prophetic composer because minimalism came 30, 40 years later, and the whole idea of repeating the same phrase endlessly is the essence of minimalism. And there was Ravel with Bolero way before Philip Glass and all the other guys. Now I'm going to tell you about Bolero itself. It's a piece that almost was never written. In April 1928, Ravel was commissioned by a very famous ballerina. Her name was Ida Rubinstein. She was living in Paris. She was about to give a big performance at the Paris Opera. And she asked him to take a few pieces of Albéniz, who was a Spanish composer, who wrote a piece for a piano called Iberia, and orchestrate them for an orchestra so she could dance to them at this performance. Now, they ran into all sorts of problems with getting permission from Albéniz establishment, whoever owned the score, to do that. And this entire project was almost cancelled, and Ravel decided instead of doing that, he will write his own original piece for the ballerina, Rubinstein, and this is what Bolero was. What happened at the opera that night was the audience was treated to seeing Rubinstein cast as a Spanish gypsy in a dingy tavern in Madrid, and she was performing dancing on a table in this cabaret in a very sensuous, very, very lewd body gestures on the table, surrounded by drinking group of men. And of course, as you mentioned before, there's this crescendo, the music gets more and more intense, hotter and hotter. At a certain point, the men draw nearer to the table, they start beating the rhythm of the bolero on the table, this rhythm that keeps repeating through the piece, and at a certain point they all jump on the table and they reach this orgasmic climax together with the piece on the table dancing around her. The audience, you can imagine, was scandalized. This was really an outrageous thing, and overnight this became a scandal and a tremendous hit. And there was a woman in the audience, and she shouted, "Rubbish!" And Ravel was there, and he said, "She got the message." This is the story of the piece.
That's great.
That was Ravel's Bolero, first Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn more about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.